Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't need anything fancy. Don't want the tin roof. Don't need the tin roof like every other house does.
I got me a Chrysler and it's as big as a whale and we're about to set sail. Tin roof. Rust.
Beat.
Love Shack. Honey, love Shack.
Oh, at any time, nonstop. Did the police officer imply that the new wing was at fault?
No.
Okay. Because I know it has. It's only been there about a year.
Rob, you stopped the show with that question. You even confused me.
It was
me
a valid question.
Let me tell you, though, Jimmy, there's a
that
man.
As much damage as Rob's nose during the Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It seems that we cannot go 3 months without some sort of major incident at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yes.
It's constant. There's always something happening at Jimmy's. Some good, some bad, in some cases, some dangerous.
Yes.
This week, on a text Jimmy sent to us, was a picture of a four-door sedan that had crashed through the window of the Buffalo Wing
in
Herndon, Virginia.
It was a late model American-made sedan.
I'm not quite sure late model is how I would describe it. it looked like perhaps an older model. I don't know if you've been in a car dealership recently, but that looked like it had been around.
I would say when it's I saw of this decade.
Let me tell you my
late
analysis.
Late model is new, right?
Late model is older than new, but newer than old.
Mm. But late model is usually referring to a recently purchased car. Would that be accurate?
Like, I suppose, yes.
Rob drives a late model Kia.
A very late model. I mean, a relatively new car.
Yeah. I would say the 2017. I think it's still under the late model umbrella.
Got it.
So Jimmy sends a picture of this car that had crashed through the window of the Buffalo Wing, and he captioned it with, "It'll be okay." So let's get Jimmy on the blower right now and find out what's
going on. I have some questions about this.
We're calling him on his home phone line. He's at home.
The coloring line.
Coloring?
Yes, I'm sure.
Rise and shine, porcupine.
Oh, there, you're up bright and early. That's wonderful. It's always great to catch you when you're ready.
Jimmy.
James Tiberius Cerrito. Let's give him a nice round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Great to have the one of the originals. This is one of the original big supporters of
Triple
TMOS.
OG.
The first live show we ever did, live appearance we ever did, was at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in a snowstorm for the Super Bowl. You've got your big Super Bowl coming up. We'll talk about that, but that's not why we called. You know why we called. It appears that more doings in Herndon, this almost freshly on the heels of the great Transformer fire of 2018. This is another incident. My mind raced, and we said we had to get you on the show when we saw this picture. How did it happen? How did the car crash into the Buffalo Wing? The brand new Buffalo Wing that douche decides to... Well, I don't know if it's a douche or a douchette. I have no idea. So tell us.
Douchette!
Douchette.
Oh, a douchette. Was it an older woman?
I think maybe in her 50s.
And that's not old. Country. I can't say that's old. I'm
a
about
Chiefs
to leave
fan.
The 50s.
Women drivers, am I right, guys?
There you go. Hit the thing.
I'll just give you the facts.
Okay,
let's hear the facts.
The facts are she's not from this country. She didn't speak very good English.
Mm. Okay.
I think she was maybe from the Far East.
Ooh.
Oh, dude, that doesn't
does she
play
like
in any,
tidying up?
That doesn't play in any stereotypes.
No. I'm just giving the facts.
Last name Kondo?
When I talked to the police officer, he just had a whole lot of jokes for me.
Oh. Were they...
I'm sorry.
Were they jokes
slipped.
You
My
could tell
slipped.
On air, or were they jokes you're like, didn't you take a vow of justice?
You know what, Oscar? Bingo.
Ah.
It's amazing to me, because to the best of my knowledge, law enforcement officials consider everybody to be the same.
That's right.
If they're not white.
Equality under the law, Mike.
I think because there was no injuries, it that it was okay to joke around a little bit about it. The lady
to do
was
some
okay.
shtick. All yeah. right, so walk us through exactly what happened.
So I was in bed sleeping,
and at the restaurant.
No,
at home in Manassas.
He has a cot.
I hope I was home. Jimmy's was quiet. We were not open yet. It was about 10 o'clock. Rosa and the girls are in there making a soup. Our day bartender, Sarah, just arrived. She was walking. Her story is, I was just walking through, and all of a sudden, a bomb. Boom!
Wow. Said, this is a warning incident. 10 a.m. Wow. Yeah. And before you've even opened.
Yes. Wow. Thank God, because if somebody was sitting at table 55, they would have...
They would not still be alive.
They might have some glass in their soup.
Oh, wow.
Glass in their soup.
Glass in their soup. By the way, for those of you just tuning in, Jimmy is a restaurant owner at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia. We probably haven't explained that properly. And if you're listening to us and you've never heard Jimmy before, you might think that his restaurant only serves soup.
That's right.
That is not the
case. Two references to it.
That is not the case. They have the finest wings, voted time and time. But in what? Yes, Oscar.
Yes.
Finest wings in Northern Virginia. I wanted to say.
Thank you, Mike.
Jimmy, I know. Yes, I know this probably doesn't affect you because you've got great insurance and you're a reputable businessman that's responsible. But was it a bay window or a regular window? I couldn't remember.
It's one of the new windows on the Buffalo Wing.
Yep,
it's a bay window. Yes, it is.
It's a bay window where you can look out onto the street. It's right. I know exactly where this is in the wing. It's one of the. Wouldn't it be like the A table in the wing? It would be like right near the because you're right near the window and you can watch the world go by. It's right on the sidewalk there where the lady drove in. So 10 o'clock in the morning. What the hell happened?
So I suppose she was going a little too fast and she hit the curb of the sidewalk. And she took flight. If you look closely at the picture, you can see her front right tire. This is a Toyota Corolla. Her front right tire is about 3 feet off the ground.
Mm.
And her car is resting on our windowsill. And her bumper is in the window. And the hubcaps rolling around the sidewalk. Boom! Tried to open up a drive-through.
You're right.
Today.
The tire is above ground.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know if you zoom in on that picture, but you can see that front right tire is up high off the ground. Like, she popped a wheelie.
Nice set of radials.
For it. There was really no witnesses that could say that what happened to her. I don't know. Was she on her phone? I don't know.
You guys don't have CCTV there in Old Town Herndon?
No,
you don't. No. Do you have any no security cams or anything, Jimmy?
Absolutely, folks. You look out. Don't you come near my place. I'll get you.
Okay, that answers that.
Damn, son.
How much have you gotten an estimate of the damage at this point?
Chuck Brown and Company, our contractor, came right out and boarded everything up.
Chuck Brown was also sleeping at Jimmy's that
day. Exactly. With a lion licking their toes.
Good thing about this window, Mike, is it's one of these new ones. There's two windows. So she smashed the outside window, but a couple inches in is another window. It's like a double pane.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, you had that installed for it because that's my table, which is the one he's referring to. And, of course, anytime I'm sitting in any restaurant, I require bulletproof glass.
Exactly, just like the president.
That doesn't really look bulletproof.
So the second window was undamaged.
And the second window was undamaged, but there's inside the restaurant – the wall pushed in.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say.
Bulging disc.
Yeah, exactly. Cement, concrete blocks are all pushed away. So it's going to be thousands of dollars. And luckily she has Geico.
Woo! Yay! Go, Geico.
A nice little promo for Geico. By the way, it's a Toyota Corolla.
If you
wanted to know what it is.
Now, if you heard Gebco, I don't know. But Geico? Yeah.
Gebco. So did you get a chance to eyeball this lady? Did you ever meet her?
I did not meet her. Sarah, our bartender, and the police officers had a good time with her. And the EMTs took care of her. She was fine. They gave her a ride home.
Probably pretty shaken
and,
up.
You know, business as usual. They open right up, and then all the jokes start, and then it just doesn't end. And
yeah.
At any time, did the police officer imply that the new wing was at fault?
No.
Okay. Because I know it has. It's only been there about a year.
Rob, you stopped the show with that question. You even confused me.
It was a valid question.
Let me tell you, though, Jimmy. There's a man.
Not as much damage as Rob's nose during the Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
Oh! Damn!
Hold on a second. That gets one of these.
Damn!
Jimmy with the...
And I doff my cap to thee.
Wow.
Wow. Hey,
I have to think, Jimmy, that when this happened, there is a man up in heaven that would have enjoyed this
Holy
day.
Oh, God, yes.
That would, how much fun would Uncle Dave have had with all this drama? He would have loved every bit of it, wouldn't he?
Maybe his ghost was standing in the middle of the road and made her veer off.
Pointing. Just pointing. This
man,
way.
This ought to cause something. We'll have something to talk about today.
Oh, my God. I told you not to put the window there.
That's it.
He's loving it right now. God, I hope that's for real, that he can know this is going on. But anyway, so everybody, nobody was badly hurt.
Bar, Mike.
Yeah, oh, God. I remember.
I've seen everything, you know, and then a car drives into the front window.
Yeah, my window damage would occur due to there wouldn't ever be any cars involved. It would always be a human fist. That's what would happen with my joint. I remember I was on vacation one time and I got a call from the general manager. Said, "Hey, we had a bit of a row last night. They had to take a couple of guys out." I said, "Oh, good. The police came and everybody." Yeah, nobody was hurt. Nobody got really badly hurt. One little thing happened when they were taking him to the police cruiser. He did put his fist through the window, the plate glass window, our bay window. Yeah, fantastic. Manassas, a happy place to be. But anyway.
I still live. Where were you last night when I was out bar hopping? Come on.
I know. Where'd you go last night? What joints did you check out last night?
We had dinner at Okra's.
How's Charles? How is Charles? Yeah. Is he doing well?
Yeah, I saw Charles. He was out catering. He was doing great.
Good. Okay. And where else did you go?
Getting ready for Mardi Gras at Okra's.
That's right. Okra's, man, one of my favorite joints.
Good place.
Really bummed out about the Saints.
Place. Yeah. And then we walked over to CJ Finn's to check out the
CJ Finn's. That's Chris Sellers' joint and a wonderful place. If you're ever in Manassas, go to CJ Finn's. Although I don't think I've ever been there because it came into existence after I left. But go check out CJ Finn's. And then where did you end up? That place over in Manassas Park?
No, we ended up at home.
What about Yanta Susalas? You don't stop by there?
Used tires.
Which? I missed that one.
It's the morning after. He's not going to keep up on that. So, Jimmy, tell us about your Super Bowl festivities. What's happening?
Super Bowl, we're going to keep going forward with Uncle Dave's football pool, so you can win a giant screen TV if you win the football pool.
Going to have clam chowder and lobster rolls for New England?
Unfortunately, yes. I've had enough of that. But
I know. I bet you have. Yeah. Ugh. And what are you doing for the L.A. Rams? Are you having the crappy worst owner in the NFL sandwich? Screw the taxpayer sandwich.
L.A. Rams, we're going to have some homemade guacamole.
Ooh.
Ah, very.
He's
always right.
Tableside.
And then we're also going to have chicken and waffles.
Nice. That works.
Oh, good.
Chicken and waffles. Okay.
Not really LA, but
I was reading an article about why these teams are like the two most hated teams in the NFL. I didn't realize that the owner of the LA Rams pulled such a just total screw job on the people of St. Louis when he moved the team. It was really horrible. So it's like it was a great article. I forgot where I read it today that the only way you enjoy the Super Bowl is just wish for the schadenfreude of the team that loses. That's it. Then it'll be
and everybody from St. Louis is actually rooting for New England, and that's got
I know.
Hurt.
It's just it would have been nice if you had one good guy where you had the New Orleans Saints, but it's not going to happen, Jimmy, unfortunately.
No, not with those refs. Not with those calls.
And everything else is going well in your world. We talked at the Christmas party. You seemed happy. And thank you again for that wonderful spread.
Yes, and saving my life.
Oh, and saving Rob. What is your, Jimmy, we never got your take on Rob Spiewak that day. Could you give us your take on Rob Spiewak when he took the tumble?
Thank you as well for inviting us to a fabulous day. Everyone had fun.
Yeah, you killed.
Except for Rob's nose.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Rob. I just saw you at Jimmy's, and you're going to have a memory on your nose for years to come.
It will always. You know what? Every time you see the bridge of my nose, you will think Merry Christmas.
Mike,
Jimmy. Yes,
it just happened, and you got to be careful, folks. When you're out there drinking like that, stay in control of yourselves.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy, all right, God bless you thank all. You for the update. God bless you, and go back to your coloring book. We'll talk soon.
It'll be there okay.
It'll be okay.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
All right, hang up on him. Thank you very much. All right, that's James Tiberius Cerrito and the story of the 10 a.m. car crash. Didn't know it was that early in the morning.
He was asleep.
I thought when I saw that, I thought it was like from the night before,
yeah.
Obviously.
Funny thing about 10 a.m., it's early for a car crash, but late to be asleep.
Do you guys remember when we went to Kinnick in Iowa, when we had the road trip to Iowa,
yeah.
And we're with that wonderful man who was the alumnus of Iowa, and he was a football player,
yes.
And he was driving us. He was our designated mm-hmm. driver who hauled us all around from our hotel to Kinnick, and we're driving out of the stadium, and we were talking about the partying that goes on with the Hawkeye faithful, mm-hmm. and we're talking about just how incredibly well-behaved people are. And he says, you know, there's a lot of drinking that goes on, but by and large, people mind their P's and Q's. He didn't get that sentence out of his mouth where we came around a corner and there was a Ford Explorer that had driven
what
through
a
shop
you have.
Window.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I remember that.
Like, you parked inside the shop window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, literally half the car outside, half the car inside. And we laughed. I said, there's one of the well-behaved people now.
I think
we couldn't help it. You know, he's in a car full of cynics, and we're laughing. Well, some cynics, and then other people that were just there. What
I think his name was Rob? Bill Windauer, and
yes,
really very good pull.
Showed us
Bill
an amazing
Windauer.
Dog there. Wonderful guy. Yeah. Wonderful.
And this
guy.
Week, isn't it the big 7-0 for the captain this week?
Yeah, we're going to perhaps give him a call tomorrow, but don't tell anybody.
Well, now he knows because it'll be on his station.
Yeah. He doesn't listen, and he can't hear very well, so it might not make it to him.
The captain.
That's wonderful. Well, everybody's safe. Captain Steve is safe.
Yes.
Jimmy is safe. We are safe, and that means that technically, right now, we can begin the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Line one it is. Let's go. Hello.
Oh, yeah, Albert Brooks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Listen, I'm a disc jockey here in town.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I'm in a kind of a comedy bag.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a few questions. Pick your brain.
All right, be careful.
Oh, for sure. All right, how important is the element of surprise in comedy?
That's about the stupidest question I've ever heard. What kind of a moron are you?
Hey, watch it, will you?
No, you see, I was just surprising you.
Surprising me. I get it. I see what you did. You turned it around.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how important is writing your own material?
Well, I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think funny?
I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think funny, but I am funny.
Are you really funny?
Really funny.
Well, I'd say you're all right then. Just do the best you can.
Best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Out of sight.
Thank you.
Drive carefully, huh?
Yodelay! All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
And this time, we're calling a pet store. And I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
Hello, House of Pets.
Yes, do you sell parakeets there?
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh. Excuse me. How many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get 2 more from them.
I see. In other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. Sometimes I read it after I wrote it a long time down the road. I don't know what's
going on. They have no rivals.
I'm goofy tired. Oh. If you're a first timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. I don't know what's wrong with me today. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Ahwatukee, Arizona.
Yes.
Ahwatukee, Arizona.
To we're by the way, if you're saying, hey, you said that yesterday, well, I'm not doing them every day.
Yeah.
No.
The foothills of Ahwatukee. Beautiful.
From the foothills of Ahwatukee to Lovely. The swamps of yeah. Carteret. From the beaches of Norwich to the chilly pines of Fairbanks.
Yes.
From the dysfunction of Washington, D.C. to the dinner rolls of Arnold, California. Oh. The Mike O'Mara Show is on there. Maybe I'll do it that way.
I like that.
Today, we are brought to you by FabFitFun. Do you love discovering new products? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Do they teach you that here?
Brad.
Then you need FabFitFun. FabFitFun allows women everywhere to discover new products. Carla got her package last week. It was so exciting for her. She loves the stuff in there because it's all full-size products. It's fantastic. FabFitFun makes a great gift to yourself or to a loved one. Everything you get is full size. We just mentioned that. It's a fantastic value. Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. So these boxes are fun. It's like getting a present.
Yeah.
It's really cool stuff. You can customize your box or be surprised. Either way, you're going to love FabFitFun. Carla flips out when it arrives. It's like Christmas all over again. She loved the hydrating eye mask. She has not scared me with it yet, but I know she will.
Hiding around the corner?
It's her thing. Yeah. I don't pay as much attention as I should, but I know she loves it. And that's what I care about, making her happy. The body wash is great. The hair mask. Hair mask?
Yes.
That's good. That sounds interesting. Essential oils. Those are always good, too.
Well, you need them. They're essential.
Yeah. Well, Max here, our intern, Mac, he's full of them. Sign up for FabFitFun today. FabFitFun boxes are amazing and always sell out. Use my code, TMOS, to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com. to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com. Use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box, and we thank you. Okay, we've been trying all week to get to you and your roof,
yes.
But your little gingerbread house is in need of repair work. Now, do you need a new roof because you damaged it?
Oh, Mike.
You spent a lot of time wrecking your chimney. You threw out your radiators. You've done a lot of things.
You crawled up on your roof like early on in your ownership of this home, and I think you probably had no idea what you were doing.
You installed a cat house up there?
Oh, the cat house, the best.
And I don't mean a brothel.
No, you're not invoking the memory of the late Dennis Hoff.
No.
Who, by the way, I'm sort of looking like him today with my Tommy Bahama shirt.
Oh, look at you.
Well, no, it's not a shiny enough shirt to really make me suggest him.
Winston's cat house.
Yes.
That was probably a highlight in home ownership. I'm actually here to ask questions, fellas.
Okay.
Because when you buy a home and you make some mistakes, you eventually decide, all right, we got to fix some of these mistakes. Now, the home itself was not a mistake. The value proposition it's still alive and well. Now, what I didn't account for is when I had three inspectors look at the house that was built in 1840, that I would need a new roof in such a, I guess, within 24 months of ownership of the house.
The inspectors didn't call any attention to the roof.
I said five,
Let me tell you,
five
I've,
to 10
I've
years.
Been there.
Five to 10 years.
Inspectors are, I think there's something about roofs. I've had a home inspection done where they miss something on the roof. I don't think they, look, I think it's physical. I don't think they like climbing up there.
What time of year did you buy your house?
Spring.
Oh, so I was thinking maybe if it was winter, they didn't want to go up there because it was nasty weather.
No, the guy climbed up. It's
spring
a flat
of 2017
roof.
Or 16?
16.
16. So yes. You've had the house a while.
So, mm-hmm. But less than almost two years. And I sat there and I was like, yeah, all right, get some bids. Don't need anything fancy. Don't want the tin roof. Don't need the tin roof like every other house does.
I got me a Chrysler and it's as big as a whale and we're about to set sail. Tin roof. Rust.
Beep.
Love Shack. Honey, Love Shack. Love Shack.
I was not expecting that, but that was awesome. Thank you.
But hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
Money is key here. So,
hey, what you baking? Fruitcake. What you making? Fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
My roof is 400 square feet, roughly 400 square feet.
So it could be 20 by 20?
Yes.
Could be 10 by 40?
Thank you.
Yes.
And is a little bit more like 10 by 40, Rob.
We can get together.
Love shine. Can I tell, right, can I tell my story?
How many,
are you guys done singing?
Sorry.
God damn it.
How many bids?
Two bids. You usually get three bids. I got two bids.
Okay, three clubs.
Yes, two bids. First bid is, now this comes with two flat screen televisions, is...
Hold on, what does that mean?
If you buy now in the first quarter, you get two flat screen televisions. This is like their big promotion.
Okay.
Right, yes. Right away, run from that. Run from that.
That's why I'm asking.
If you got to gimmick me to get me to do a roof, to get a flat screen, if you got a Billy Facillo me for a roofer, bite me. Just do a good job.
I know you got a leak in your bedroom, but I got a question for you. How would you like to watch full color television?
I notice you've got a 38 inch, like a 55 inch.
And is it a 55 inch? Which is
they're both 55. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the standard, yeah. The ones that nobody buys anymore.
Well,
that's
I'm a TV snob, so they're barking up the wrong tree.
I know. Okay.
But I see that and I'm like, maybe we'll get some stuff for the studio. If I got to buy this roof anyways, we need some screens. And
you know, your house is so small, you could actually use the two TVs for the roof.
The bid that comes back is a little over $14,000.
TV included.
With two flat screen TVs?
I didn't ask for the TVs. This was just what was brought into the
fold. Well, that
fold
to me, I don't know the size of your house, so I have no way of telling 400, you.
400.
I think
so
that's good.
The size of my house is 10 by, the roof of the house is 10 by 40.
So that's basically like. We're all done, Mr. Santana. Thank you very much for your business.
He could buy two packs of shingles. And
Rob, you've seen the house. Compare it to my house down here.
Half.
It's half. The roof is at least half.
My house is teeny.
Half.
I don't know that your house
is... That's not an exaggeration. It's half.
The house, estimating the house at a width of 10 feet is not far off.
No, I know how much it is because I have to buy special furniture because none of the regular size furniture fits in my house.
Mm-hmm. So you have to buy apartment furniture.
Yes.
Oh, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. There are probably no less than 12 roofing projects going on now post Hurricane Irma down here in Cocoonville. But it's a different world down here.
So,
an entire condo complex, dozens of homes
14,
were re-roofed.
14.7, and if I want to buy a living roof, which my wife, God bless her, she's not paying the bill, she asked for a quote on as well, a living roof.
What's a living roof?
A garden on the roof. I know.
If anyone would request that, I guess the only thing they'd be growing up there would be pot because they'd be high.
A garden on the roof.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing like going up those steps to do your weeding.
Hey, do you want a tomato? Get the ladder.
Yeah, exactly. I would
do that.
So
that was $24,000.
Oh, an additional 10.
If we wanted to do that, I said, that's not going to happen.
So the bid is $14,000. Yes. What's your, have you gotten
my
another
neighbor
bid?
Says in passing, he goes, I heard about the leak in your roof that's affecting one of your rooms. It's leaking through the roof.
Right.
Because as you recall, last year.
Oh, you have a leak. You need to get a roof
full leak. Yes. Remember last year I got the Flex Seal tape and I fixed it with Flex Seal like a classy guy I am.
All right. Yeah, that's not going to.
They can build a boat with Flex Seal, but they can't fix the roof. At least I can.
I'm in a pool full of sharks, and I've made a boat out of tape. I'm an idiot.
I'm Ned Ulock for Flex Tape. If you have a leaking roof, it'll work with Flex Tape. I can help you.
Yeah, all right. So the Flex Tape, quick fix at the very best.
Yeah, quick fix, not a long-term solution.
Right.
So my neighbor, who's been in his home for... maybe 50 plus years, says
he should get out.
Call my roofer. By the way, his home is like, it's gorgeous compared to my home.
He's been working
on that for 30 years.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now he said, call my roofer. And so we can't, apparently he's booked all year. Oh, somehow he.
Oh, the anthem of DC. It's just so scary busy. I don't even want your business. Bite it.
And also I bet he's old. I can't possibly get
but,
you in.
But January is the possibly. Dead season. You compound that with the government shutdown, there's been jobs that have been canceled. So I have an opening. The guy calls me. He said, the shutdown's pushed projects back. If you still need a roof, I'm not sure if you got it done already. Just let me know. I'm just good businessman. He's circling back.
Right.
figuring out what's going on.
Very nice. Yeah. I'd like that.
Comes over. His bid is in the $7,000 range.
Half.
Good.
Now,
and no flat screen gimmickry.
No, he's not giving away. He's not giving me a Sanyo. No, he's not doing anything like that.
Mike, he's older. He's giving him a typewriter.
You this $7,000 bid is at the and he was recommended by your neighbor
Who did his roof?
So who has a gorgeous house? Yeah. That to me is a slam dunk.
Slam dunk. What I am concerned with, because I don't know enough about this, because I'm not a real homeowner till now, is that too good a price?
No.
Especially not, with the neighbor recommendation.
The based on the size.
Okay.
You know, and I think up there, down here, roofs are more expensive simply because so many people have to get them. There's a lot of roof damage with hurricanes and all that, and that gouges the price. But it sounds to me like, if you've got the recommendation.
I've got a 0%.
Which is the best kind of a recommendation from the neighbor.
Yeah.
And he's coming in single digits, which sounds, you know, like it's plausible.
Yeah, I thought it was. I said, let's put a tarp on it.
Did you ask him about a living roof?
No. I stopped the conversation there. I did say, can you fix
what the chimney? What did he say with the $7,000? Did he give you any other information with the $7,000?
Well, I didn't get the slick press packet that said what type of membrane he was going to put down and what type of guarantee there was.
Because I'm sure this guy's a real roofer.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of conjuring with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I went through something similar. We recently had to hire an exterminator because everyone on our strip of townhomes had ants, right?
Ants.
And so there's this one company that came out and they said, oh, well, we're based in Chantilly. And they came out and they're all folksy and everything. And they, we can do this and just call us anytime. Then I start looking at all their stuff. There's 7,000 of these businesses all across America and their call centers in Denver. They're trying to trick me into thinking that they're a local O&O, but they're not. They're a very well-oiled, slick machine. Right. But you see, that's probably that's what the big screen TV guy is, I bet.
If you're at home, you're like, dummy, buy the cheap one. Of course, I want the best price. But I also don't want to put myself in a position 5 years from now.
I understand your hesitation, but based on the recommendation of the neighbor.
Agreed. Now.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If this is the initial
do you have to get the roof for 30 years? Is there a 30-year guarantee?
You look into that. I would look into what his warranty is on the roof, and I would completely dive into your other neighbor's world and pick his brain and get the information. What do you think of this guy? How good is this guy? If he's saying the guy's in demand because he's a good roofer, I would ask the guy how many roofs he's done in the neighborhood, what's the average age, and I would get you could get all that information.
Now,
the initial bid gets the door open. I don't like the flat screen TV crap right from the get-go.
Yeah, that sounds fishy.
It's just are you gimmicking into a roof?
A problem for me as well. But I didn't know any better until I got this latest bid. Mm-hmm. Now, quickly, just want to ask this. The HOA recommends a tin roof, but they're okay with the shingles. I currently have a tin roof. I'm going with the shingles because it's just cheaper to deal with. Do you think that's a problem?
Yeah, I do. I think a tin roof is. I would ask the guy to bid. Did he give you a bid on the tin roof?
No, I asked for the. I said I'll do what the neighbor has, shingles.
So the neighbor has shingles.
Yeah.
Well, the neighbor's got shingles.
Mm-hmm.
Is he itching? I beat you.
You can't see the roof from the street level.
Now, here's something you need to consider, though. For someone who you love going up on your roof.
Yeah.
And shingles are not as friendly to that as a tin roof would be. Because when you walk on shingles, they bust up.
I think shingles are fine. I mean, it's almost like a sandpaper kind of grip.
Okay. The other question is this. Right now, we have the top of the chimney, which is what looks like it's been bombed out in World War II.
Yes.
Because I started taking it down, and I said, this might not be out of my scope. Mm-hmm. He said for another $600, because I asked him about this, he could take down the rest of the chimney.
Do it.
100% yes.
Right?
Yeah. $7,600, you get everything done. Everything is fixed.
And I have a 0% APR that's burning in my pocket.
Hey, do you have any vermin in your chimney
still? You're going to get free money? Do it.
Do you have any vermin in your chimney still? Remember, there was something dead in your chimney.
Well, that's why we want to get it out. Okay. We want to seal it up.
Right. But it's clean for now. Yeah, you got to seal that up.
Okay.
Seal that
I love where everyone's heads are at. I feel like I'm talking to my dad, except my dad's not blowing me off.
No, and the
keep
thing
the
is,
bricks, though. Keep the bricks from your chimney.
For your peace of mind, you can get this done. And he came out, obviously, to look at the roof.
Yes.
So he's looked at the roof to get the measurements
also,
on it. Get him today. Grab him as soon as you can.
Beware, the guy who came before that showed me the press pack and all the shingle colors, and it was pretty impressive. I said, you going up on the roof? And he said, no, we can take everything off Google satellite images.
Done. F them. Did the other guy climb up on
yes,
your roof?
Of course.
You're done. You have a couple more questions to ask. Tell them to send you the paperwork. Yeah. You're very clear. You like the. I would. Why wait?
Yeah,
that
I can't.
Sounds like
yeah,
a great would, deal.
All we have is rain and wind right now.
And yeah, save those birds.
You're a smart guy. You're a smart guy.
I don't know enough about this, though.
You were leaning towards that already.
The two flat screens were enticing when I was in dire straits.
Oh, that's but gadgets. Now, yeah. He loves his gadgets. And he doesn't even. He's a roofer that doesn't go up on the roof. I'd almost like to know the name of the company. We check it out from satellite. Yeah, from what satellite? God, that's just terribly irresponsible. Why am I getting worked up on my roof?
Save the bricks because you'll want to eventually repurpose them for a patio.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
That's and they're vintage.
We've recently had insurance come out and look at our roof after Irma. And it's funny because, you know, just wanted to check because apparently there's a 4-year window with these hurricanes to check the damage. So we hadn't been up there. And then Carla forgot, and I forgot when we had the skylight patched.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the question, when was the skylight? And suddenly this guilt washes over us, and we're kind of like, you know, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'd like to give you the honest answer, but what's the answer that's going to get the insurance to cover my roof, you know? And I guess that would be, it was fixed before I don't know. We're going to wait and see what happens.
My mom went through something like that where she accidentally dropped a gallon of Tide down the steps. And it broke in the basement, and it saturated the carpet with detergent. And when it's that rich, you can't soak it all up because it requires lots of water and getting it all. It ruined the carpet.
Oh, liquid Tide.
Liquid
Tide. Oh, no.
And she called her insurance guy, and she went through the whole story, so we need to put in a claim to get this carpet replaced. And the dog did it, and she said, no, I dropped it. He says, no, listen to what I'm saying. Did the dog knock it over? She said, no, I was very clear. I dropped it. And she said, ma'am, was the detergent at the top of the steps and did the dog knock it down? And only after my mom hung up, she said, oh, because if the dog did it, it would have been covered.
Yeah, the wonderful world of Conjuring. Yeah, thank you, Flo.
My mom stayed honest.
By the way, I like the new guy on Progressive. I like the guy that sings the song,
I do too.
You know, they go, that's my new favorite guy.
I like him.
And you can tell that America likes him too.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's got the hot wife, and then he's also the one where the mother comes down.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, mommy. Yeah. That guy, for some reason, cracks
and
me
Flo
up.
And Flo is like, what just happened?
Yeah, we're phasing
Flo,
her out.
Wally Flo pipped. Out.
Yeah. Flo got Wally Pipped home to America. So let us know. Keep us posted.
Please. I'll keep you posted.
And let us know what's happening on that. I have a television recommendation when we come back. It's old, but it's good to binge on, and I loved it. Oscar hit me to it, and I love it. We'll talk about that, and whether you care about the Super Bowl or not. That and more fun coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Tin roof. Rusted. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara for Political Persuasions. Hi, Mike. When I promised to build you a great issue-oriented podcast, I promised you the strongest, most effective, biggest, most successful podcast ever. And I promised that we wouldn't pay for it. Well, it's true. It's here, and it's free. The entertainment shutdown is over. Grab Political Persuasions every week on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
New one today, Mike.
That's fantastic. We're taping today. I heard there's some sort of shutdown going on.
What?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. Joybird, a lot of people are talking to me about Joybird, online furniture shopping that lets you create the space and furniture that bring you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste. Turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles, colors, fabrics, and options. They have a wide range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision, using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specs. And every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it
for a full refund. Plus, hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And yeah, we love them, and you're going to love them too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, this show that I was watching, I binged in two or three nights. Jack Ryan on Amazon, just fantastic. Mm. You loved it, Oscar.
I absolutely loved it.
I loved it too. Pure satisfaction.
Is it one season?
Simple.
It's one season?
Is it one season?
Or it's one season.
How many episodes are up now?
Eight.
Eight. I got to watch this.
I think they're coming back. They set the table for them going to Moscow.
Yes. Yeah, so
spoiler alert. I'm so sorry.
Jack Ryan has been greenlit by Amazon for a second season. So we'll see more of Jack. I think probably here at the end of the fourth quarter, fall.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Really, really quality stuff. I'm not a
You want to get your new roof in before they film in your neighborhood, though, so your house looks good. Yeah.
God willing.
I was not a giant John Krasinski fan, but I was after this. And, man, talk about a guy that was kind of a schlubby schlub when he was on The Office transformed himself.
A leading man.
A leading man. And he doesn't have leading man looks.
He's
still got the kind of oversized schnoz, and he's kind of sitting there.
His ears are pronounced.
And he's kind of looking, he looks a little silly, but you can't argue when you see the guy. He looks like he'd kick your ass. Is he a tall drink of water?
Well, he's super tall. And by the way, let's kind of just back up just a little bit. The reason why I got into
the
show.
I'm all in.
The reason why I got into the show was because they were filming what looked to be a high-level television production in my neighborhood.
Sure.
When I looked and I posted a video of John Krasinski riding his bike down my street, I was like, is that John Krasinski?
Mm-hmm.
And then he just kept riding his bike because they do a million takes of doing the same
thing. Are you Jim from The Office?
Hey there, buddy.
And they're doing it in the middle of the effing day where people were still walking on the sidewalk.
So it was they didn't really shut it down.
It was a run and gun.
Oh, that's
They
great.
Shut down the street, but not traffic and everything else.
Oh,
right?
That's crazy.
So
that's very cool.
It was fun. The show comes out, and we're all fans. Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I've been a big fan of this Tom Clancy, Jack Ryan, even the different iterations where you had Harrison Ford and you had Chris Pine.
Baldwin.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin. So a television show made me both nervous, and I was excited to see how it was shot.
It's different, right? The character is much different than John Krasinski.
He's a smarter character.
Smarter character. Not all the, but he still can kick a little ass.
Yeah, so he's not, look. People are going to think I'm crazy, but John Krasinski's not as hot as a young Alec Baldwin. He's not.
No, not even close.
He's not as handsome as a not rugged as Harrison Ford.
I call that the I am God Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
That's the one that I.
And then,
but I think when Alec Baldwin got fat, he got more likable.
Chris Pine, infinitely hotter than John Krasinski.
Yes.
I think Alec Baldwin's in news you may not need today, too. There's a story about Alec Baldwin and his anger.
All right.
That'll be coming.
He's fine.
What did you say? He's fussy.
If you put Chris Pine next to John Krasinski, you're going to think, all right, I'm definitely going to do Chris Pine, correct?
Chris Pine has always looked odd to me. Is Pony not?
I totally agree.
Yeah, Chris
totally
Pine. Agree. He's Chris Pine.
Chris
guy.
Pine.
Yeah.
Let's say, is Maddie there? Let's get a woman's perspective on this. Maddie, Maddie.
Why would we ever ask a woman about which guy is hotter? I don't know what's the matter with you.
Chris Pine or John Krasinski?
You guys are really underselling John Krasinski. I love
him. Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
Wow.
All wrong.
Really?
Yes.
As a leading man or as the character of Jim on The Office?
Well, that is hard because I think a lot of people, especially my age, we all love John Krasinski because we watched him as Jim. And maybe that attraction has transferred over.
Mm. I will say he is, of all the people on that show, he was the first and best at stealing a look at the camera. That was his greatest thing on that show.
Well, you stepped on Maddie, who did you hear what she said? Yeah. She said, do you repeat what you said? Yes. You think he's...
I think his attraction may have carried over because we love his character. Mm. But I think that undersells his attraction again. His body, incredible.
Oh, excuse us.
And you said he's
a good point.
Before Rob interrupted you, you said he's gorgeous, right?
He is, yes.
He's gorgeous. So there. So if it was a choice between the Chris Pine, what's your take on Chris Pine?
Oh, he's gorgeous. I mean, this is like a Sophie's Choice situation right now.
Oh my God!
Well, but gun to your head, you got to choose.
Yeah,
John Krasinski.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
maybe I'm out of touch.
What about you, Mike? Krasinski or Pine?
Oh, boy, I think, and I've always felt that Chris Pine just has a weird look.
Really?
I thought he's got a little Middle Earth quality to him.
Maybe that's so why I find him
forehead?
So fine.
Forehead?
No, it's forehead. Like the eye placement. His eyes are too far apart.
You can't sneak up on him.
No, it really looks like if you put the right set of ears on Chris Pine, he'd be like, hey, welcome to the planet, bro.
Well, maybe,
like when he gets really old, because Yoda was really old.
Maybe that's
an odd-looking leading man we have.
What? Maybe that's why John Krasinski is so perfect for playing Jack Ryan in. Yeah,
there's the everyman quality, and the thing is, he kicks ass, but he has the nerdy quality, which is perfection.
Because he's an analyst,
for that role.
And he's really got, and you recognize him from television and his movies, but really, television, The Office. He's like, okay, he could be moving paper and saving the world.
But the real star of that show, to me, is his boss on that show, the African American actor, and get me his name. He's on Jack Ryan.
Terrence Howard.
And he plays the. No, it's not Terrence Howard. He plays
is it Ben Vereen?
Like no, stop it. We stop that. Jesus Christ! I'm asking for help.
Yeah, real question. Somebody look it up.
I'm looking it up.
All right.
The guy
Wendell
that plays
Pierce.
The
I'm sorry,
the
who?
Guy that,
Wendell Pierce.
Wendell Pierce.
Wendell. Hey, way to go, Mac.
Thank you.
I'll let you hang around more if you're that fleet of foot.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. That was a nice.
I mean, that's why
you know
that's
what?
Why,
and that's
why
the deal.
You don't.
That's right. Remember what you said to him at the beginning of the show? Quiet.
Quiet. Well, he was just going on and on and on. Mac, it's nice to have you here. How is life with you?
Life is good. I'm happy.
All right, we're out of time.
Okay.
We have to take a break. And when we come back, no, I'm kidding,
Wait,
of course.
Which guy? Which guy? Which guy would you do, Mac?
Yeah, Chris Pine or John Krasinski?
Krasinski.
Oh, damn.
Did you shut the music off for that?
I did, because if your permission, I have a 60-second question I have to ask Mac while he's in the spotlight.
Well, we'll do that when we come back.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, it's Mike's
We've
show.
Got plenty of time. I'm not going to let him go. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. Yeah, what are you? Just don't think. It'll be much, much easier. It'll be easier. Anyway, it'll be fantastic. I'd like to do a segment with Mac. That would be perfectly acceptable to me.
Mac's
and
back.
Do we ask you Krasinski or Pine, Rob Spiewak?
Pine for days.
Yeah, Captain Kirk.
That's like legs for days.
Me
we'll
and,
take a break. Come
me
back
and Chris
with more
Pine
fun.
In Middle Earth.
Nice stems.
Okay. We'll be right back.
There are those that get it. There are others that don't. They're known as leeches. Ticks, even sycophants. Those that get it revel in an extra hour of humor each week and are proud supporters of the TMOS Bonus Show, an assemblage of comicality and farce spanning over 400 hours. If you don't get it, what the heck are you waiting for? Jeez. Excuse me. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner and buy a subscription. You too can enjoy an extra hour or the whole collection of mirth and whimsy right at your fingertips. And be glad that you're among the many that gets it. Thank ye.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Might be an incorrect use of sycophant at the beginning. Just not to be... You know?
Yeah, maybe. I think you're right.
Right?
But you know what? It works in the context, but I think if it
Well, I just love him doing character voices.
I do, too. I do.
And you
know, you
know
that,
what?
The reason he did that promo, this bonus show number 400 this week. Can you
400.
Believe
this week is number 400?
Yes.
Oh, man. Hope we do one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First. Something to consider from Cornerstone First Financial. We are doing a bonus show
of
this
course.
Friday. You'll hear it. Economic uncertainty all around the globe has resulted in mortgage interest rates that are at their lowest level in years. We've told you that. And now is the time to take out cash for any reason. Why not pay off the holiday debt now that rates are down and home values are up nationwide? You can refinance now and skip your February payment. And since home equity lines of credit are no longer tax deductible under the new tax plan, you can refi and save hundreds of dollars every month and pay off those bills.
Tap into your equity and start 2019 with a clean slate. Plus, you are working with friends of TMOS. We love Cornerstone First Financial, licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Yes, we have our main man, Michael McIntosh, who said today that he wanted to come in with a movie recommendation. And if you remember, going back to the time where I almost gave him the job of movie reviewer on the show, we came dangerously close.
So close.
But I do like his movie reviews. Usually he's got a very, very keen sense of what the audience might like. And yes, Oscar, do you have counterpoint?
Before we get happy, when we last left Mike McIntosh, he dropped Rob off at his home after the incident.
Right.
And he also had some homework to bring us back some in-store audio of your promos playing.
I was going
to
ask him about
in the
that.
Store. Yep. Now,
so do you want to? I think I agree with you. I think we should lead with that.
Yeah, let's make sure that we address the situation here.
How many did I record? Like three or four of them, or what?
I think you did three.
Okay. It was. I mean, it was like five different. It was four scripts, five takes.
You're so generous. Damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with my time, with my valuable time.
I hate to make Mac look better, but in the way that I'm going to do this, I think it's all going to work out. He did bring in the clips.
Yes! You little F-stick, you've grown up. Yeah, you're actually following through.
Hold it. Oscar, don't get happy.
No. Don't.
Because I want you to hear the quality of the recording that he brought us.
But give us more. I knew when you were getting quiet that something was up. All right, so what happened? Tell us what happened.
The last time Mac came in, I believe it was for the Christmas party, he brought these clips. And I had them, and we just didn't get to them because, as you know, it was two jam-packed shows.
It didn't come up.
So Mac is back, and I have the raw audio of you being recorded at the Micro Center at Pan Am Shopping Center. And
recorded?
Yeah, because he actually recorded it on the PA system. That was your
playing
request.
Playing in the store.
But you're confusing. I recorded the clips to be played
in
at Micro Center, and then he recorded them at the store.
Right. So this that is was over, per your
these
request.
These are the recordings that... Well, yeah. What other way would we have done it?
Well, because I wanted you to know that this was his capture of your announcement being played in the store.
So we have confirmed that the most important thing, and I think that's what we were getting to,
that
Oscar was getting to, is that they were used. So, Mac, they were used?
Yes.
Were they used more than once?
Oh, yes. They were used throughout the entire holiday season up to New Year. And then, it was, I would say about two or three an hour.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Heavy rotation.
I didn't know this until right now. This is so
exciting. How are they received internally?
What did he say to you? Hold on. What did he say to you? Communicates a lot when he brought them in.
He just emailed them to me, and I had them. We had them standing by, and we never came up when he was here for the last time.
Well, I mean, I don't know. How am I going to know that it's not going to come up when I'm not going to revisit it unless somebody says to me, we got these
That's
in.
Why
it
I'm
would
here.
Be good promotion. Is it your deep-seated hatred of promoting anything in turn?
No, it's not, as a matter of fact.
Oscar, help me out here. Okay. I don't know what's going on. I'm really confused.
I guess what Mike is confused about is those lost tapes.
They're not lost. They're here.
But they're here. Why weren't they brought up as soon as Mac came back in and said, hey, we still have those tapes about...
Like if it wasn't the Christmas party show.
We have them today.
You know, sometime after that, like an email going out or something.
Well, I would think
like that
it would be important for Mac to be here for them to be played.
Yeah, but the
okay, all right.
But now would be
I'll
the time to bring
one,
them
conjurer.
Up. Is what I'm saying.
But if you think for some reason I've hidden them, I have them at the ready. I can play them right now.
That you've hidden
it could
them,
have been
just,
the blow
you know,
to the head. I mean, the blow to the head.
But this was before the blow to the head. But also, that was a jam-packed show. Yes. There was a lot going on.
Well, that particular show, I'm just kind of curious about. But you know, and it's not like we were going to. It's not like the freshness of them really mattered.
Right.
I just, you know, with the communication that we have from you, Rob Spiewak, and Ponyboy Matt Bloom, I am always on guard for not receiving timely information that's relevant. So I get scared.
We're working on that in 2019.
I get really worried about that.
My genuine thought was for these to really get their proper presentation, we need to have Mac here.
And Mac is here now.
And also, Mac doesn't keep a set schedule. I didn't know he was even going to be in today.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, here's just some initiative here. You know, it would, if we had him and they were like, you could have said, you know, bring him in. I did. Even when he came in today, I didn't know we were going to do this until Oscar.
I didn't
said
either. I was trying to lampoon the guy and it just didn't
do
work
you understand?
Out.
Actually,
I do.
Why? So when he was coming in today, I was, by the way, we have those Mac tapes.
That's
I'm
what
just
he's
curious
asking
why
for.
You didn't say that.
Because it didn't come to mind at the moment.
It's okay.
Sorry about that.
He forgot. It's okay.
Got
people
him.
Forget.
Right. Got him here, though. Yeah. Right. This is the blow first the one. This is the first one that he sent me.
All right, and, so these are the tapes played in the Micro Center.
And remember, Mac was the one responsible for getting them properly audio suited for the system. So Mac is an audio and a tech
Mac,
guy.
Mac, what can you tell us about the first time? How did they go over? How did tell
how
us the
received?
Whole story about the
so
tapes?
So I actually had some lead up to it where I was telling everyone that I was recording these. And again, as per your request, everybody, I told everybody it was me the whole time.
See, this was a great idea. Yes.
There are only three people in the store currently that know the truth. Mm. One was someone who listens to the show.
Okay.
One was the manager because I had to get his approval. And only one person figured it out. Everybody else in the store thinks it's me.
You've got this DJ voice, yeah, this voice from God.
I've been saying my excuse for the different voices were we have like a $5,000 voice changer machine that can make my voice do anything.
Voice changer. A processor is probably the better one.
All right, well, let's listen to one of them, see how they sound. How's the quality, Rob?
As I said, Mac was chosen because of his tech savvy, and he is the one who recorded these. Here is the original recording that I was saying.
This is Mac and Bob. Thank you,
they have a jingle?
It goes back to like some Jesus
Muzak
Christmas song.
Or something like that. Yes.
Now, I did do a little filtering on
Thank
it to try
Rob.
To make it a little more palatable.
The condenser mic, especially in a big room, that's hard. Yeah. That's hard to
And
to
also,
get the,
I can you picture what I pictured is Mac hearing the announcement, going, getting a virtual light bulb over his head, getting out his phone, hitting record, and running near the speaker. That's kind of
did
the,
you? What was your reaction the first time we you heard one played, Mac? Was it? Did it crack you up? Did you look at people's reactions?
I was just like on my face, laughing at my desk.
this one should sound slightly better, but keep in mind what we were working with. Okay.
And you can do it on your own phone right here in the store. It only takes a few minutes, and just for applying, you will receive. 364
gigabyte flash drive. Please see any associate for details. Thank you for shopping Micro Center.
Jesus
Savior. There's a jingle there. Savings plus savings, right? Isn't there a little
they were singing Jesus, weren't they?
They're saying Jesus. Yeah, it's a Christmas song. This was during the holidays.
Oh, okay. I thought it sounded like a jingle.
Mike.
That is it. All right, yes.
Okay, Mac. You came in here, I would say, sit down of 2019 for TMOS with the confidence of a raging bull.
Yeah.
And has or has not this new voiceover talent that you've exposed to your fellow coworker raised your profile at work?
Yes. Absolutely.
I love that.
How?
So that means I'll do more of them for you.
I mean, a lot of people are, whenever I'm just walking by someone, everybody's saying, is that really you? And then it was like, you should be getting paid for this. I'm like, yes,
that's
I'm sure.
Great. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep the ruse going.
I love it.
All right. And also with that confidence, the thing that Mac said when he sat down with me today is he said, when he listened to the show, and Mac listens to every episode, and we had the pickening.
Yeah.
The discussion of what employee is picking at the chair.
Yeah, the picker, right. Uh-huh.
He said, you know, for a moment, I thought it could be me because I am a picker.
No surprise there.
I know.
No surprise.
But
Mac,
then the thing that troubled me.
Have you dug your fingers into a chair at all around the studio?
No. I can confirm because they're not leatherette. If it was leatherette, I can possibly see me doing it because because my chair at home and at work, if it starts cracking, it will start peeling off by me. But I would not do anything like foam or anything like that. That is not
a lot of work.
Something I do.
But the thing that troubles me is that he had to stop and think, could it be me? Like, yeah, he wasn't sure right away of whether or not he was guilty.
Matt, you wanted to add one more thing?
One more thing about the recordings. Someone actually came up to my manager and asked, is that Mike O'Mara playing over the radio? Someone actually recognized your voice.
Cool. Oh, so nice to still be loved. We have literally 60 seconds. No, I'm sorry. Check that. 30 seconds for your movie review.
Okay. Movie review is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It is an animated picture, but it is by far the best animated picture I have ever seen and the best superhero movie. I think it should have been nominated for Best Picture. It was a freaking fantastic movie.
Freaking.
I almost said the other F word.
He had 12 seconds left. That was good.
How many pick chair arms?
Do we have another tape? Do we have one more tape? Do we have three?
No, we just have the two.
We have the two. Yeah. All right. Very good. Get better recordings of that, and I will do more for you.
Yeah.
For any specials
we got Valentine's
you have.
Day coming up.
Yeah. Valentine's Day. Do you love someone? Get them some paper clips. Anyway, that's great. Because that's what they sell at Staples. I mean, Micro Center. We'll take a. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there, this is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. You may not remember me because it's been a while, but we have a new show for you. Better yet, we have a new format. It's no format. Trust me, it's great. I even investigate Rob's drive-in conception.
I'm thinking love story, but I've not yet ruled out Tora, Tora, Tora.
Download this episode as soon as you can.
Even sooner.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
What is the lack of format? What is this? Something new? Something new and exciting?
We really freewheeled it.
Freeform?
We didn't have anything prepared content-wise. We just sort of did free association. And we got into the fact that I still don't know what movie was playing at the drive-in that where I was conceived. So we went through a list of movies from the summer of 1970 to try and figure out where my
funny
what my folks
I like the concept.
Might have not been watching.
Yeah.
Drive-in at the drive-in
they,
theater.
They don't remember either.
Well, I you know what? As I say on that
well,
episode,
they were busy.
I said, you know what? I talk to my parents every day. I love them dearly, but we're not asking that question.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Here's a fact. Most people lose weight and gain it all back because they focus on the program, and then they don't tell you what to do after you're done with the plan. That's what's great about Noom. With Noom, you don't diet. You learn to recognize and change the habits that block your success. Don't diet. Learn. Build new, better habits for a better new you. Noom puts weight loss in the palm of your hand, literally. The Noom app is on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. Noom gives you live local specialists, a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one, all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or personal trainer. My favorite part is that Noom has a great, and I mean a great food database.
The best.
Where you can track your food, and that is the key to the kingdom when you want to measure your food and know what you're putting in your body. Noom is designed for results. Meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom. That is Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight and lose it for good.
News.
Boo. Being a celebrity doesn't automatically make you a chick magnet.
Oh.
Just ask a Jeopardy host. Yes, what? What were
no,
you saying?
No, I thought that was the opposite. I can't believe that. Oh,
no. Doesn't make you a chick magnet. Alex Maggot. What?
Waddle doodle.
Chit. Put it back.
News.
Being a celebrity doesn't automatically make you a chick magnet.
Really? Just ask,
tell me about it.
Can I do my f***ing news without being interrupted with my opening goddamn story?
Yes.
News.
Being a celebrity doesn't automatically make you a chick magnet. Just ask Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. That's hard to say. Just ask Jeopardy host Alex Trebek.
Mouthful.
He says, quote, I've always referred to myself as a second or third tier celebrity. Well, so have I. So now that makes me maybe a fourth or fifth tier if Alex Trebek is the second or third tier. He said, I'm not George Clooney. I'm considered more of an extended family member because you get used to seeing me in your home every night. So when people pass me on the street, it's more like, hi, how are you? And not like, oh, my God, can I get your autograph? That doesn't mean Alex couldn't score if he wanted to. He adds, quote, I also have a lot of women in their 70s and 80s who tell me you're hot. Alex Trebek, and this is the reason I put this story in here, Alex Trebek is 78 years old.
Get out. Good, is he really?
Good man.
78 years old. He looks amazing. He
I would have put him at like 60 tops.
Yeah, we had a guy that in my Cocoonville group, 80 years old yesterday. They got him a cake out there, and the dude is 80.
Wow.
He's better than I am. I'm an athlete. Yes, sir. Alec Baldwin was in court yesterday over that little dust-up he had with a guy over a parking space. He cut a deal to plead guilty to second-degree harassment and more serious charges, including attempted assault. They were dropped. But most importantly, Alec has agreed to take an anger management class.
Mm.
About time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's only a short-term anger management program.
Can you imagine being a student in that class with him?
Oh, man, wouldn't that be great? Make you want to get pissed off at somebody, you know? Some have said, here's something ridiculous. People have said, I need them.
What?
So, come on!
He should choose an anger management class that has lots of free parking.
Yes, sir. So he doesn't get in a fight.
That's right.
But it's anger management for Alec Baldwin, and maybe we'll hear more. Maybe we won't. The Milwaukee Brewers are named after the city's history as a beer-making hub, and for the past 18 years, their stadium has been named Miller Park.
Right, mm-hmm. Of course.
Perfect, right?
Yes.
After the Miller Brewing Company. But their $40 million deal for the naming rights is up next year. This is one of the things about sports that I think just sucks. I think it takes away legendary locations that people can use memory for. Beginning in 2021, the park will have a new sponsor, American Family Insurance, because insurance companies have all the money in the world. That's the way it goes. There's no word on what the actual name will be, but there's a good chance it's just American Family Insurance Park.
Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
That's real homie, isn't it? Well, Milwaukee fans are not cool with this, and neither am I. They've taken to Twitter, sending in complaints like, quote, this is absolutely unacceptable. How can you be named the Brewers and not play at a park named after beer?
Yeah. Miller should step up.
I agree. Miller has the money. They should step up, right? Or Budweiser, or Milwaukee's Best, or anybody. Name it after a beer.
Schaefer.
Right? Heffenreffer.
Heffenreffer would be great.
That's a beer we had in high school. Is it really Valentine's Day if you can't hand someone a small, chalky heart candy that says, be mine? A little bit of our childhood just died because for the first time, Valentine's Day, for the first time since 1901, conversation hearts will not be on sale this year. Conversation hearts. Can you believe it? I don't know which I'm angrier about. Miller Brewing Company not sponsoring the ballpark or the hearts not being available.
What about if Milwaukee got Conversation Heart Stadium?
Be Mine Stadium. Big heart for the logo.
What my dad used to do every Valentine's Day, he'd buy a bag of Conversation Hearts and rub, you can use like a fine grit sandpaper and rub off the message. And then he would take a red fine point Sharpie and write foul things on them and put them in a bowl in his office so people would pick them up and it would say.
How long ago was this?
This is like 10 years ago. And it would like the heart would
that
say.
That is
like,
a man that has time on his hands, isn't
bite
it?
Me, F you, go F yourself, all written on these hearts.
Wow, way to go.
Funny.
Yes,
it's a good
those bit. Hearts. Are germ hearts. Good riddance.
Yeah, they're coming back next year. They were made by Necco, which went out of business last July. The Spangler Candy Company acquired the rights to make conversation hearts. But the guy that I hang out with was a muckety muck at Now and Later. Do you know?
Yeah, Now
and
Later. Sour apple. Good flavor for them.
Okay.
Is he all gums?
No, he's just a great guy.
Oh, he's got like teeth?
His fillings are always coming out.
He's very, very nice guy. The Spangler Candy Company acquired the rights to make conversation hearts, but they weren't able to get production set up for this year. Well, nice job.
You had one job.
Nice job, Spangler. That means no conversation hearts in 2019. On the bright side, Spangler says they will be selling them again next Valentine's Day. Even though the conversation hearts don't taste good, they are the number one Valentine's Day candy. Before they went under, Necco was pumping out 8 billion hearts a year.
Why did they go under?
It's the New England Confection Company. Did you know that?
Necco?
That's what Necco is, New England Confection Company.
They make Necco wafers in, or they made them in New England?
Based in New England. Their big movers were the Necco wafers, the Conversation Hearts, and of course, Canada Mints, which you cannot trust.
It's a factory in New England. Well, that's required.
How do you know this?
I just do.
Hmm. Yeah. It's because it's New England that the factory went under. More bacon hype. More bacon hype. Really. I believe bacon, the pork producers insinuate themselves into everything. Yeah. Mickey D's is about to start rolling out bacon cheese fries and Big Macs and quarter pounders with bacon on top.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I know you're all about it. You've been brainwashed.
Big Mac bacon?
Yeah, you've a Big Mac with bacon.
I can't wait.
See, the problem, though, Oscar.
Bring them in for everybody at work. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Fast food companies they don't use good bacon, and it's not well prepared bacon.
Hey!
It's bad
Things
bacon.
Have changed.
It's not crispy.
That's
Things
right. And you know what? As some of my friends would say, nicked kosher.
Oscar, for 1 hour next week, you're going to have to stop at McDonald's next Tuesday from 4 to 5. Perfect for your schedule. You can go. It's when you're awake. Because next Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m., you can go to McDonald's and add 2 half pieces of bacon to anything on the menu for free. They're calling it the Bacon Hour. Okay. How much are they going to the window for this?
I'll postmate it and they'll bring it to me.
Okay.
All right. If you want a Filet-O-Fish with bacon, you can get it. McNuggets with bacon, yes. A hot fudge sundae with some bacon sticking out, yes. Crumbled bacon in your vanilla milkshake. Fruit and yogurt and bacon parfait. All on the table next Tuesday, 4 to 5 p.m. Thank you, McDonald's.
Woo! God, they're the greatest.
Famished. Yeah,
and now a little something. 37-year-old Jared Womack was with a friend on Tuesday in Boulder, Colorado, and they agree. My kicker is so bad today that I'm laughing at it already. It's bad, but I have to do it.
How about this? If it's that bad, put a lot into it.
All right.
Sell it.
37-year-old Gerald... Let me start again.
What?
37-year-old Jared Womack was with a friend on Tuesday in Boulder, Colorado, and they agreed to exchange 2 pairs of pants they had. One pair for the other pair, so Jared could look good for some sort of appointment he had. Unfortunately, Jared decided he didn't like the pair that he got traded for, and he dealt with it by pulling out a knife and stabbing his friend in the back.
Oh, no.
It's not clear if the pants didn't fit or what, but one report says they were stained on the inside.
Uh-oh.
Ew.
Oh.
Jared's friend was taken to a hospital with serious injuries, and we haven't seen an update on his condition yet. Police caught up with Jared at an Eddie Bauer store down the street where he was attempting to steal a new pair of pants. His friend was discharged and returned back to their home in Colorado, which is referred to as the Stabbing Cabin.
My God.
See, it's just like Colorado, I think. Cabin in the Woods in Boulder. Anyway.
I loved it.
Cabin in the Woods, an underrated film.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that one. That was scary. Very scary.
Yeah,
we'll take a break. Yes, a little sex, too. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. This is Golden Globe winning actor Jeff Bridges.
Hello, Jeff.
Coming to you from deep beneath the sea. And when I need anything, I always use the TMOS Shopping Center. It's the best, man. Super far out. Whether it's Target, Macy's, or Walmart, I get everything I need just by clicking the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. So whether it's Krill or blowhole grease or eyebrow scissors for my brother Bo, I always get a whale of a deal. Plus, I love supporting the dudes at TMOS. It's groovy, man. So hit the TMOS website and spend some dough, or I might swallow you whole. Yeah, man.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You just heard about the TMOS Shopping Center, so I will tell you about my TMOS Shopping Center tomorrow.
Ah.
because otherwise we would be telling you twice about the TMOS Shopping Center.
Can't have two car dealership commercials at the same time.
You can't do that. We will make a much better effort in our continuity department to give you the kind of information you require right here as we strive to do better. And it's that time of the month where we have to focus a little bit more on reminding people to do that.
D-G-H.
Do it, people,
That's
please.
That's right. Don't get happy. Now let's open up the audio vault and get it for today.
Mike, I know you're a big fan of Brian Kilmeade.
Yes.
Love him on Fox News.
Now, why don't you contain your enthusiasm? Oh, this guy. This guy. What did he do?
Well, I just like when people really be best. And apparently, he's learned a new word. It's just, check this out.
The kids become American citizens, but the parents are in hyperspace. We're talking about a way forward on DACA. Now, the judges put it in hyperspace. This XL pipeline has been in hyperspace for 6 years. They have to pay tens of thousands of dollars, and their lives are put in hyperspace. They don't need to do a deal on DACA. They can stay in hyperspace. If you just repeal Obamacare and go to 2 years of hyperspace, everything's just hanging in hyperspace.
What's hyperspace?
Hyperspace.
It's nothing, right? It's a non-word,
It's
correct?
Really a non-word, but he seems it's to use it very well.
I feel like you'd find it in Spaceballs, like ludicrous speed.
Yeah, ludicrous speed.
Wouldn't hyperspace, even if you were, if it was a word that existed, it would be something involving speed, correct?
Yeah, right? And also something...
Hyperspace or...
He's using it so generally, I think it would be quite specific. But
right, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to do a little
look
research
it up.
Here.
All right.
Look it up.
He's a great, great
broadcaster. Play it again. I want to hear him use it
All right.
in sentences.
Here is the great Brian Kilmeade.
The kids become American citizens, but the parents are in hyperspace. We're talking about a way forward on DACA.
Is it
now,
limbo?
The judges put it in hyperspace.
Is
this
hyperspace
XL pipeline
limbo?
Has been in hyperspace
Max got it.
For 6 years.
I've got it. I've got it before Mac.
Okay.
It's a space. Hyperspace is defined. It is a word.
Okay.
So we were incorrect about that. It is a space of more than three dimensions. A notional space-time continuum in which it is possible to travel faster than light. But so, the
so
words,
he's using
the,
it wrong.
He's used it. Doesn't make any sense to his sentences.
Limbo would be a better word. Limbo.
Or maybe just don't let him talk.
That would work as well.
These are all possible solutions. We talked yesterday about Mariano Rivera getting into the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame, first time ever with a unanimous vote, which
Mariano
is very
Rivera,
cool.
Yes.
And so he got a congratulation message from Metallica, because I didn't know this. His entrance music, or his walk-up music,
Sandman.
Is Enter Sandman. Metallica actually sent this message to him, and he replied to it.
We, Metallica, took a vote here, and it's unanimous. Congratulations from the entire Metallica family, Mariano, on your induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
It's well deserved, and we look forward to watching you enter the hall this summer.
That is amazing. I'm telling you, it's a blessing on top of blessings. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, I have so much respect for those guys, you know, that I made them in a... They are great people.
I love the fact you don't sometimes I forget how connected people are, and it's a big deal when a player chooses its walk-up music. Metallica, of course, knows about
it. Let alone, like, a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, to come full circle on this guy, if I can describe to you for most of his career what it meant to see that guy.
Dread.
We called him Skeletor.
Ah!
We hated him. We hated him so much. We knew he represented so many defeats for the Boston Red Sox. And then, it just came full circle because you have to respect.
Yes.
It's like Derek Jeter. You have to respect the guy's talent, just like Yankee fans, respect Big Poppy. It's one of the things I do dig about baseball. They ought to have more of it in other sports, I think.
Do you like going to weddings?
Yeah, I do. Actually.
I mean, not yours, but I mean other people's weddings.
Oh, I love the ones that I'm in or a guest at.
Yeah.
Plural.
Thank you.
The thing
Thank
that there's a new trend that I find fascinating that'll make weddings even better. See-through wedding dresses.
Ooh.
Now they're not necessarily X-rated because they cover the naughty bits.
Do a little research.
But most of them are sheer, and you can see right through them. It's a new trend that's happening right now.
It's tastefully sexy, so nothing is really exposed. It really is all about illusion. Just when I think dresses can't get any sexier, I think a neckline can't plunge any deeper, it certainly does.
This dress is not for every bride. This dress is for a very confident, powerful woman.
This is really happening. Brides are really asking designers for this, and I think it's going to be here to stay for a few seasons. I think the days of a bride wanting to wear a mother's dress is totally out the window, and this is case in point.
Case in point, Mike.
see-through wedding dresses. I think it's a great idea.
I'm just thinking, I can't, I'm doing what you do because I can't get this name out of my head.
I'm looking at it now.
I can't get the name Chrissy Metz out of my head right now. I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
No.
You got a picture of one?
Oh, yes. So it's lingerie. You're wearing lingerie. No.
I agree. Yes. I think it ought to be a little.
How about wear something like this on our wedding night?
How about the bridesmaids? Yeah. Could the bridesmaids wear them?
Bridesmaids can wear anything they want. But I'm thinking at a wedding, you know, you want to wear something that looks bride-like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a traditionalist that way.
It doesn't have to be white, but it also doesn't have to be sheer.
That's true. Right. Yeah, and exactly. I think the other trend that's really popular now is the groom in extraordinarily tight pants.
Well, that's a new style anyway.
Oh, gross. Oh, dear.
Mike, things have changed.
Let's turn the page. Good news for Catholics. There's a new app from the Pope. It's called Click to Pray. Here's a news report about it.
Pope Francis is now turning to technology to reach out to some young worshipers. He's launching, would you believe this, a prayer app. It's called Click to Pray. It's available on both iPhone and Android phones. Of course it is. It will allow over a billion Catholics worldwide to pray with the Pope online. The Pope also has his own profile set up so you can see what he's actually praying for.
It is the best time of life for young hip Catholics. You can now click to pray. Here is the last Sunday's Vatican address in which he discusses the new app.
Vorrei presentarvi la piattaforma ufficiale della rete mondiale di preghiera del Papa. Click to pray.
That's right, click to pray.
Can you imagine the pop-ups on that app?
Oh, yeah, you want to be careful on that.
And wait, Whittley starts wearing those see-through Pope gowns, too.
Click to pray.
Yeah, click to pay that. Yeah, I'd go looking for that every single day. Be excited.
I saw some video of the Pope getting off a plane and he had a briefcase. I don't know why I found this funny. I just thought, that's a Pope that means business.
He's got the prayer football.
Prayer football.
It's where he keeps the codes.
Click
to pay, everybody.
The Da Vinci Code is inside that briefcase.
Got all the Catholic codes with me at all times. All right.
Now, you'd be disappointed. You open up, it'd just be a sandwich.
A wafer sandwich?
No, just a regular sandwich. Yeah, cold cut.
Nothing
ham.
To drink?
Yeah, nothing to drink, no. No, just a sandwich. Maybe a bag of Lay's. That's it.
But remember, Mike.
Click to pray.
We close with this. Mike Tyson addressed the fact why he has tigers. This was a sort of immortalized in The Hangover that he keeps tigers. I just like hearing Mike Tyson talk. I know you like hearing Mike Tyson talk.
I won't shower much.
Hey, do you ever click? Tigers. Do you click to pray?
I click to pray, but I don't shower when I'm in jail. No,
you don't shower? Why not?
Those things you see.
What do you see?
These guys' rectums.
Okay. Click to pray.
Click to pray.
Come on, play.
Here's Mike Tyson.
So I'm in prison. I'm talking to my car dealer. He has some cars that belong to a friend of mine that's both a friend of ours, and he's discussing if he doesn't pay for these cars, I'm going to sell these cars to somebody and get some horses and stuff. I said, well, you can get horses? Trade horses in for cars? Because I had a lot of cars. So I said, I'll probably get some horses, too. And he said, yeah, man, you get cougars, lions, tigers. I know this guy got exotic. I said, you do? Can you get me some tigers? He said, yeah. And the guy told me, man, imagine how cool that be. You'd be, because I had a bunch of fans. Because imagine that, man, you'd be in an Aston Martin or a Ferrari, you have a tiger right next to you, man. That would be so awesome. And I'm a young guy. I'm in prison. I'm saying to myself, wow, that would be cool, right? I said, yeah, get me some cubs, man.
Oh,
and then
my God.
When I came home, I had those cubs right there waiting for me.
That explains nothing. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift, even for yourself. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com and click the banner ad that says gift bonus. Easy as pie, just as tasty. Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Meara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Click to pray. Click to pray.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Goodbye, duties.